The following is a presentation of Morning Drive Media and the Wrestling Viewpoint Network. Welcome back to the Wrestling Viewpoint Network. I'm Pat Navsuck, and this is a California Classic Wrestling Podcast minisode. We were recently at the 49th Annual Cauliflower Alley Reunion Club, and by we, I mean Dan Farron, myself, Kurt Brown, Fredo Esparza, Lethal Logan X, Phenomenal Phil Lander, and many, many others in our group of wrestling fanatics and insiders and lifetime fans. And Dan Farron had a great opportunity to sit down with The Destroyer, Dr. X to maybe some of you, but The Destroyer is a regular at the CAC events, having been a member of the board of directors, and he's a avid cribbage player, always going deep into the annual cribbage tournament this year, which was oversaw by our friend Ricky Itake. So Dan Farron had some moments to pull The Destroyer away from his beloved cribbage to ask him some very great questions about his career and opponents and all that stuff. So here it is, Dan Farron with The Destroyer.
Okay, so I just want to ask you about a couple of the guys that you worked with or knew over the years. So if you have any memories or stories about them, that's what we're looking for here. Ricky Dozen
was probably one of the toughest and hardest wrestlers, because a lot of the professional wrestlers had a background of wrestling, or they played football or something. Ricky Dozen, he had a background of sumo. And I think the sumo wrestlers train a little bit harder than somebody going into wrestling from the amateur wrestling, so to speak. So Ricky Dozen, I would say he was one of the tougher wrestlers I ever wrestled.
Okay. How about Freddie Blassie?
Well, Blassie was a blessing to me, because I wrestled him first way back when I was in Florida. And maybe my first or second year in wrestling, I wrestled against Blassie down in Florida, and of course at that time he beat the hell out of me, threw me out of the ring and threw me into the corner post, and I got back into the ring. He says, "You dumb shit," he says, you're gonna kill yourself on that post." I says, "I didn't throw myself into that, you know."
How about Giant Baba?
Giant Baba. Let's go back to Blassie.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let's do that then.
Let's go. Baba's another. Both of those people were very influential in my career. Mm-hmm. I wrestled Blassie again when I was in Hawaii in 1962. And he went back to Los Angeles and told Jules Strongbow, he says, "You got to bring that Dick Beyer," I was wrestling then with just Dick Beyer, right. I wasn't The Destroyer. He says, "You got to bring that Dick Beyer. He is the best baby face in the country." So I got a call from Jules Strongbow, "When you're finished in Hawaii, I'd like to have you come to L.A. And usually when a promoter calls you, you're going to make some money." So he called me and I went into L.A. But when I got there, I went to get my license, which you need in California.
Right.
And my name was not on the license list to get my examination to become a licensed wrestling in California. The it was then I found out they said, well, you're not here as Dick Bayer. You're going to be the Destroyer. You're going to wear a mask. You're wrestling tomorrow night in San Diego. And I says, you got to be kidding. I don't even have a mask. Don't worry. Go around the back door of the arena and there'll be a mask there for you. Anyway, I wore the mask they gave me and I tore it off because it was just two small eye holes and very difficult to breathe in it. And I told Hardy Kruskamp, who is the pro nurse at San Diego, I says, you take this, and I tear it off. He says, you take this mask and you give it back to whoever it belongs to. And tell Jules Strongbow that was the first and last I wrestled under a mask. Ox Anderson was there, and he threw me another mask. And it was similar to what I'm wearing right now. He says, I says, well, what's it made out of? He says, it's made out of a woman's girdle. I says, holy cow, I gotta go shopping for a woman's girdle. My wife will like that. So anyway, the next day I went shopping at a Woolworths department store, created a big crowd in the lingerie department trying on girdles. And I found out I wore a small tall. And I says, I'll take a dozen of those. And my wife went to the bias binding and needle and thread department and got some bias binding. She got some red bias binding and some green and blue. So, and that was the debut of the Destroyer. And then you mentioned Giant Baba. Giant Baba was probably... He was a good athlete. He played baseball with the Tokyo Giants. He was a pitcher. And he fell through a glass door and jammed up his pitching arm, so he went into wrestling. But he was a very good table tennis player. He could beat anybody playing table tennis. So he was a very agile guy. And I wrestled Baba. He was training in Crystal Beach, which is a place in Canada, which is, the place in Canada is about 20 miles from Buffalo. And a lot of the wrestlers stayed there during the summer holidays, and they got cottages where they could stay, and they were on the beach. It was a nice, warm place. So, but it was desolate in the wintertime because it was just snow and everything. But Baba lived there for about a year, and he was training under Fred Atkins. And Fred Atkins was a tough son of a bitch. Anyway, I wrestled Baba three times in Los Angeles, and each time the match was very good, and the publicity from that match made me in Japan because there was a lot of photographers and so forth at ringside in the Olympic Auditorium. And so I wrestled Baba. I think the first match was a draw, and the second one I got disqualified, and the third one I beat him. And those pictures and publicity went to Japan, and then I went to Japan to wrestle against Ricky Dozen. And the fact that the publicity from Baba was into Japan 2 or 3 months earlier, and I got to wrestle Ricky Dozen, 70 million people watched that match on television. So you mentioned three different fellas, Ricky Dozen, Bubba, and Blassie, right, that were very influential in my career.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us today. Like I said, we, the California Classic page, they talk about the Destroyer all the time. If there was a Mount Rushmore for our wrestling, according to our fans there, you'd definitely be a part of it.
So I'd like to be up there.
Oh, I think you deserve to. I think a masked guy on Mount Rushmore would be very interesting. So thank you very much for talking to me.
So there you have it, a great little interview with the Destroyer on location at the CAC's Nostalgia Room, where they hold the cribbage tournament, where the Destroyer was holding court all day. Dan Farron was very much looking forward to that interview, and he got his man, and a great little history lesson there. I loved hearing that stuff and how he got his mask and what it was made of and trying on a woman's girdle. Pro wrestling. Even back then, it brought out the weird side of life. Such a great little interview again, and if you're interested in more information about the CAC, the Cauliflower Alley Club and their reunions. That was the 49th annual. Next year will be the 50th, and that one is going to be big. New President B. Brian Blair has assured us that there's going to be some fun wrinkles in that event, which will be back. Wrestling Viewpoint Network's team will be back there for the 50th. If you're interested, go to their website, CauliflowerAlleyClub.org. CauliflowerAlleyClub.org. Get some more information. You can follow them on Twitter at CAC Reunion. And you can follow us on Twitter. The Wrestling Viewpoint Network is on Twitter at WrestlingVN. Also look for our Facebook page. Also, don't forget to go to the California Classic Wrestling Facebook group, moderated by Dan Farron. That's where our show kind of generates from here, the California Classic Wrestling Podcast, which is a show here on the Wrestling Viewpoint Network. I hope you all enjoy it. Subscribe, find us on Stitcher, and if you're on iTunes, subscribe, rate, and review. That will help us do more shows, and we got a lot more coming from CAC 2014. We had a fun time there. We were there for about 4 days and got a lot of footage, well, audio footage, audio recordings for you, and those will be released in the next coming days, so you don't want to miss it, so subscribe on iTunes. Special thanks to the Destroyer for taking the time for that interview and Dan Farron for gathering it in the field. Until next time, we will see you in the ring.